Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Bridget Kay. This half hour is presented by the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Restore, who is responsible for the opinions expressed during the show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Happy Monday.
Good
morning. And welcome back to the show, Kristen.
Good O'Brien, morning. How are you doing?
I am here. I'm excited.
You are here. You're excited. We have a lot of great things to talk about, like
yes.
the restore and everything fun that's going on at Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I first wanted to start off with, you know, it's a different time, obviously,
yes.
For a lot of different things. And I was just talking with Malcolm Ballinger before you came on. You know, we always support a lot of nonprofits and we go to their events and we love talking about them. And now it's kind of like how are we going to raise money and how are we going to, you know, serve our clients and our population that we serve? And now the need is growing and growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you guys have come up with, you know, different innovative ways to keep the momentum growing and give people just the honor of home ownership and that. So just thank you for that. And if there's any way that the community can help or listeners can help, I know we're going to dive into that a little bit.
Yeah, we do. We actually have some exciting things with our restore reopening about 2 weeks ago. We announced it and the community was so supportive and came out and bought everything. And now we need more things so that we can continue to sell items for our community and raise money. So we're really excited about talking about that today.
Absolutely. So can we just first start off, like, what is the restore?
Yeah. So the restore is a thrift store, basically, but it is a main source of income or a source of income for the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. So 100% of the profits that they earn go right back into Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's mission, which is building homes, communities, and hope. And so every dollar that you spend at the restore stays local, which is, I think, is super cool and exciting, because that's not always the case, but it is here. So but basically they sell anything you can think of that is related to home goods. So building materials, cabinets, countertops, couches, appliances. I mean, I could go on and on, doors, windows, all kinds of really awesome and unique things. Every once in a while, you even see some hidden treasures. We actually had one of our local hospitals that donated a couple of things. And so now we actually have some exam tables and like weights for babies and things like that. So if you know anybody that's in need of those, we have those there too. So you just never know what you're going to find.
Oh, I love that. And you know, I'm someone that recently, I moved during the quarantine, which mm-hmm. was like actually a really, I mean, no one likes moving. It's actually the worst thing ever. But during, yes. there was nothing else to do besides,
right.
you know, organize my house and get settled into a new place. I'm finding things, like I have like a whole list of things that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I have, you know, a whole bunch of stuff that I need to get rid of.
Yeah.
And I know that I have it like all in my car. And can I just come up, like, can I donate to the restore and buy from the restore? Or like, how does it work?
Absolutely. So we actually we're opening in limited hours right now. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can go in there and donate. If you go during our donation drive, which happens to be this week starting tomorrow, through Saturday, you can donate and you'll actually get a 20% off coupon that you can use in the month of July. So if you want to come back in July after everybody donates everything and see what new things we have. But the cool thing about the restore is it constantly changes. There's always new stuff whenever we go there. We do advertisement stuff from there all the time. And Crystal and I, we actually usually go a little early so we can like prowse around a little bit and see what we want to buy. So there's so many really cool and fun things to do if you're a DIYer, if you are renovating a room. They've got flooring, all kinds of stuff.
Wow, that's great. So where is the restore located?
So the restore is on in Eastgate Plaza, which is in 9th and Creighton, over there by Winn-Dixie and Planet Fitness, behind that area. Yeah, it's
the Bermuda
easy.
Triangle area.
Yeah.
Pensacola, where I can never figure out the traffic lights over there. That's how I classify that area, but it is really easy to get
yeah.
to once you're over there. So it's in the East Gate Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm bringing my donations, do I have to call ahead and say, hey, I'm bringing all this stuff. Is somebody going to be there? I know with COVID and with everything, a lot of people are doing donations differently. So how is that looking.
So yeah, you can come in anytime during our business hours, which is 10 to 4:30 Tuesday through Saturday. You can pull around back to do donations. You can also, if you have something that's larger or you just can't make it to the ReStore, give them a call and schedule a pickup. We do free pickups in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. And that number you can call them is 850-476-0001. And they will be happy to set that up for you.
Oh, great. Because I'm just thinking, okay, so I have like a whole shed of things that I just sometimes, and I feel like I'm probably not the only one that does this, but every time I move, I'm like, I don't want to call myself a hoarder, but I sometimes hang on to things that I'm never going to use. And so I used kind of this time to, you know, actually make kind of piles of things that I'm actually going to get rid of. And sometimes you never get around to it because it is hard to get rid of a big dresser or a big mirror. You know, you have to coordinate with friends or stuff like that. But by donating to the ReStore, they make it super easy for you.
Yeah. And I will tell you, some of the things that we have, all the things we have is just absolutely amazing. They're, I mean, like we have beautiful bookshelves and entertainment centers. And we had somebody, we were in there Friday and somebody had donated this gorgeous, bed frame that had like a canopy set up. It was like royalty when you walked in there. It was beautiful. You know, just some things that needs just some slight tender love and care. And sometimes you go in there and you find brand new stuff. We have some really great sponsors. I know Lowe's and Gulf Breeze, they actually donated like $50,000 worth of brand new product to us. And so sometimes you go in there and it's absolutely brand new stuff. It's beautiful stuff. We also have Pinnacle cabinets that actually do our cabinets and our homes that we build, and they also donate beautiful cabinets at the ReStore as well for purchase.
Okay, awesome. So we kind of, wow. I know, now I'm like just getting out because I'm getting all these ideas in my head and I'm like, okay, I gotta visit and see if they have that. So can we kind of go over the hours one more time of when someone can come and shop at the ReStore, and then the hours and the days for the donation drive?
Yeah, so they're open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 4:30 p.m. And then the donations actually going to be donation drive starts tomorrow, so it's the 23rd through the 27th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You can also go to the website. Their website is PensacolaRestore.com, and it lays out everything as far as what we sell, what we take except for donations, all kinds of stuff.
Okay, very good. So if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Kristen O'Brien from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, talking all about the ReStore and the donation drive and why you should shop at the ReStore. If you have a question or a comment for Kristen, you can give us a call or give us a text, 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620, and we can answer all of your questions, or if you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to give us a call. What else do you guys have going on at Habitat? I know you guys are always working on like a million jillion things.
We are. Well, and right now our focus has really been more on the ReStore because they just reopened, and getting them geared up for the donation drive. But we are, we haven't opened back up for volunteers yet. We're hoping that we can cross our fingers, do that soon. But we are just wanting to make sure that whatever we do is safe and for everybody. And so actually, because of that, we just built our 1400th home, which was super exciting. We actually built it last week, and we couldn't have volunteers at any of our work sites or at the restoring life stuff. So we actually turned it into a staff build. So we actually went out there Monday through Wednesday, and the staff went out there and just completely framed a whole house in 3 days. It was so exhausting and so much fun.
Kirsten's like, I'm still recovering.
I am. But it was so much fun. It was a great experience to work with each other and just kind of get out of the office a little bit and kind of reconnect with why we do what we do, because it's so important that we do what we do. We affect so many different families and communities in our area. And sometimes it's just, you need that reconnection to kind of, you know, get remotivated and get really excited again. So I'm usually always excited about it, but.
I know. I mean, ever since I've met you, you've been so passionate about the work that you do. I know you used to work for the school district a little bit and you were so great there. And I think, I mean, your talents have just, you know, transcended into working with Pensacola Habitat. And that's like where you're supposed to be, because these nonprofits and at Pensacola Habitat, I mean, you need to stay motivated because you serve such a different population, and you give people, you know, home ownership, which is such a great thing to achieve.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things I love about Pensacola Habitat is getting to know the homeowners and their stories, and you know how much that they work for that house, and they pay mortgages every month, and you know, and that's actually how we fund most of the houses that we build, is those mortgages that come in every month. It's called our Fund for Humanity, and we take those monthly payments, and we turn around and we build other houses for more families in the community, which is how we got to 1400 homes and since 1981. And that's crazy to think about, you know. Mm-hmm. that's 1400 families that have been able to achieve affordable home ownership because our program exists and because our community is so supportive.
Yeah. And I mean, you can't do it without the support of our community.
Absolutely.
Without
not.
Being funded, without donations, and without things like that. That's why the ReStore is so important.
Exactly.
If you're looking for furniture, if you're a thrift lover, I mean, go to the ReStore, and all of that money goes back into Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. And I know Habitat for Humanity, I mean, it's a national organization. It's mm-hmm. in a lot of different locations. So sometimes, you know, you think you're donating money and you don't know where it's going. But if you're donating to Pensacola Habitat, it's staying right here.
Absolutely.
And just emphasizing on that 1,400 families that you're helping in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, or
yes.
just Escambia County? Okay.
Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We service both areas, and we do more than just build homes. We have our neighborhood revitalization department that goes and does neighborhood cleanups. You know, we do wheelchair ramps and critical repairs. Like, we do all kinds of different things in the community. We also do a lot of community education and things like that. So, and you know, we also understand, one of the things I love about Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is that they understand that not everybody's needs are the same. Not everybody is the same. And so one person might be able to donate financially, and maybe somebody can't donate financially, but they can donate time. Or maybe somebody can't donate time, but you know what, they have this couch that looks basically brand new mm-hmm. that they can donate to the ReStore, and another family can utilize that, and the money that is earned from the sale of that couch goes right back into helping build a home. So we really have something for everybody, a way for everybody to get involved.
Yeah. And that's what I love about it too. And I mean, I think you guys have, I mean, you have such great events. I know we've had to shift a lot of that planning and things like that because
yeah.
of what's going on. But we did say, you know, you can donate in different ways. I know that volunteering is on hold right now, mm-hmm. but do you guys have a plan on reopening that, or are you just taking it kind of day by day?
We are. We're taking it kind of day by day. We're listening to the CDC guidelines and looking at what's going on in our counties and in our state, and just really wanting to make sure that we make the best decision for our community and for our staff, because we want everybody to stay safe. You know, our work isn't going to stop. It may take us a little longer, but without the help of volunteers, and we are anxiously waiting for our volunteers to come back. We miss our volunteers so incredibly much. They are a part of our Habitat family, and but we can't wait for them to come back, but we also want them to come back safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you guys are doing a great job of that. And what does the volunteer program look like? I know that a lot of people during this whole time have kind of shifted, you know, what they're passionate about and mm-hmm. what they're spending their time on. I know for me personally, when I realized how much money I spend on not essential items during the yeah. the coronavirus quarantine, like getting a smoothie every day or getting my nails done. So it's like I kind of had some self-reflection, and mm-hmm. I know that a lot of other people did, families did, and organizations did. When we were, you know, the only thing we were focused on was what we do every day. So what does it look like if I do want to become a volunteer? Can I volunteer with my family? Do I have to be a certain age, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we actually, again, have multiple options for volunteering. And everything we do, there's so many different options. But so we actually accept volunteers at the ReStore. If you want to do something that's more retail oriented, we accept volunteers at the office, and we also accept volunteers on our work site. So you know, most of the time when people think of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, they think, oh, if I'm going to volunteer for them, I have to get hot and sweaty and swing a hammer. And that's not necessarily true, because that's not for everybody. But there is something for everybody, and we are trying to figure out ways to still stay connected with our volunteers throughout during COVID, checking on them, making sure that they're okay. And trying to figure out and brainstorming ways to keeping, you know, being able to have them do things that we need done, but don't necessarily have to come to the office for. So we're trying to still utilize our volunteers as much as we can, because like I said, we absolutely miss them. But as far as ages go, so for to build, you have to be 18. You can build in groups. You can build as an individual. You for the restore, you have to be 16 and you have to have a parent. And then same thing for the office. So there are several different options. And then landscaping, I believe you also have to be 16 to be able to do landscaping as well. So if you do want to do hot and sweaty, but you're not 18 yet, there is the landscaping opportunity as well. And if you're something that you want to do or interested in doing, once we reopen back up to our volunteers, you can also email us at volunteer@pensacolahabitat.org, and we are creating a list of everybody that's reached out to us. And so as soon as we open up the doors, we're going to be reaching out to everybody and getting that started.
Yeah, and I think that's great, because I think there's some common misconceptions when you think of Pensacola Habitat. When I first thought, I thought I was going to have to be, you know, with a hard hat out there, like laying down some pavers or whatever I'm going to be having to do it. Not that doesn't sound fun to me, but then knowing that there are other options, like being inside with air conditioning and still giving back to Pensacola Habitat by working at the restore or working in the office, or just different ways that you can get involved. I know you guys are starting this new club.
We are. So it's actually been around for a while, but we've kicked it off again during COVID. It's called the Square Foot Club. And basically what that is a monthly reoccurring donation that you can actually sign up for. There's different levels. It starts all the way from $7 a month all the way up to $120 a month. And that really just is money we can count on each month to help us and to keep things going. So we actually put together this really cool welcome kit that we sent out, and you get the history book about Pensacola Habitat, which to me is really important, because if I'm going to support an organization, I want to know where they came from and what they're passionate about and what they're doing, because I want to make sure it aligns with what I do. So it also includes, depending on the level, you can come out and build, you can tour a work site, you get invited to all of our events, you get VIP passes to a lot of our events. It's a lot of fun, because we really want you guys, you know, to understand who we are and have that connection with you guys, and we want to know who you guys are, so we want to get you as involved as we possibly can.
Yeah, community education is so important. I know you guys do a bunch of different seminars on that and some presentations, just to let us know, I mean, about affordable housing and about what you guys do. And is there like a particular family or a particular story that you know really hits why you do what you do when you think of Pensacola Habitat? And I don't mean to just spring that on you, Kristen, because I know sometimes it can, you know, there are so many, it's hard to pick just one.
It is really hard to pick just one. And there's so many different families that I've worked with and got to know. I mean, we had our women build and got to really know Kazelle and her story. And, you know, there's so many different ways that we get involved with our homeowners. Cool story. I actually went to Taco Bell and to go get some food, and they're doing their COVID thing. And I went to the side to wait for them to bring the food out, and I had my name badge on, and the employee came out, and she was like, "Oh my gosh, do you work for Habitat for Humanity?" I said, I do. She said, "Oh, do you work for the one here?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Oh my gosh, you just don't understand. You guys changed my life. And this is my store, you know, and this is where I am. And you don't understand the impact that you guys have had on me and my family." And I went into work that day, and I was just so pumped. I was on fire, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, y'all, I just talked to a homeowner, and this is where she is." And it's exciting to hear those updates. We love to hear those updates from our homeowners and see what changes have been able to happen in their lives, because they have affordable homeownership and they have that stability. And that's so important. That is why we do what we do, is because we want to strengthen our community. I could tell you a million. It's just,
yeah. And it just keeps you motivated. And, you know, you make such a difference in people's lives. I mean, I don't own a home yet, but I know that it's just such an accomplishment, and it makes some people feel so good. And 1,400 homes built here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, that is really phenomenal.
Yeah. And our houses, you know, we've actually won the Parade of Homes twice for our houses. So they are beautiful houses. And, you know, we actually have a home on E Street, but we usually have open during, for an open house, but we have it closed right now, but you can drive by it. If you want to see what the outside of it looks like, you can also go to our website, which is PensacolaHabitat.org, and you can actually look at all the different floor plans we have and, take a virtual tour of the homes and see what they look on the inside and outside. There's actually 7 different floor plans that our homeowners get to choose from. And,
oh, great.
So it's really, really cool.
I have a question for you because I really don't know the answer. So whenever you're building these homes, are they in, I know we say they're in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, but it's not just like, oh, this neighborhood is Habitat Homes or this strip of land is Habitat Homes. It's in different areas. And how do you like acquire that land? Do you need help for that as well?
Yes. Yes. We definitely need land, and there's a mixture. We do have a couple of neighborhoods, but we also have just houses, you know, in different places throughout both Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Land is something that we always need. One of the benefits of one of the other things I love about our program is that it is so customizable, and we understand that everybody's needs are different. You know, there are families that need to live in Santa Rosa County, and there are families that need to live in Escambia County because of work or schools or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so the people that are going there are home buyers actually get to choose where they live. And so in order for us to allow them to choose, they need land to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's becoming really, really hard for us to find land at an affordable price to keep it in that affordable ratio. So if you have land that you want to donate, we definitely take that, and that's, you know, do a tax receipt for that. Or if you have land that is for sale, definitely reach out to us. I know David will love to talk to you guys about it. But you can call our offices directly. It's 850-434-5456. I almost gave you the ReStore phone number. But 850-434-5456. And just tell them, hey, I want to talk to somebody about some land I have, and they will get you in touch with David, and he will be very, very excited to hear from you.
I love it. Or you can give us a call right now, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions or any comments. But I do want to switch gears a little bit. I know there's so much to cover with Habitat, and we could like talk for an hour about everything that you guys have to offer, because there are so many different elements of what you guys do. Mm-hmm. But I want to talk about the ReStore, and I want to talk about the donation drive, because that is probably our main focus right now.
It is, and that's our biggest need right now is the donation drive. You know, last year was the first year that the ReStore was open at the new location in Eastgate Plaza, and they were able to raise enough money through profits to build an entire house. And this year we are planning to do more than that. So, and that's solely from the donations from our community. That's how that store continues to run, and that store is so important because, as I said, it is a source of revenue for Pensacola Habitat. That is its purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how do people donate?
So you can actually come to the ReStore directly. It's in Eastgate Plaza, which is at the corner of 9th and Creighton. You can call us at 850-476-0001 and schedule for a free pickup. Or you can just come by the store during from between 10 and 4:30 on Tuesdays through Saturdays and
shop around and donate, because you get a 20% coupon
this week.
If you donate this week, that you can use in July.
Yes.
And I mean, you're saying that there's so many different things there. Mm-hmm. There's the floors and the cabinets and beds, and sometimes you get some funky items. So it's a really great place for you if you have any home projects or anything that you have going on to check out the ReStore in Eastgate Plaza and donate. They're in such need of donations because, like we were saying, you know, everybody donated after, you know, the coronavirus ban was lifted, and then everybody went and bought everything.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the circle of life. So
yes,
we have to keep donating so you can, you know, keep thriving.
Well, and the things they're needing the most right now is appliances and furniture. So kitchen furniture, bedroom furniture,
I have dressers that are coming to you.
It's great.
And I cannot wait to shop around too, because it sounds like a lot of fun. If you have any DIY projects or anything like that, this is a great place to start.
Yes.
At the ReStore. So I'm excited
for
everything to come with Pensacola Habitat. I know you guys have some events that are coming up in the fall. So if you want to be a sponsor, or if you want to get involved, if you want to learn more about volunteering, about donating, about the Square Foot Club, who do they call for that?
You can call me or Crystal. Either one will be glad to help. 850-434-5456. Or you can email us at info@PensacolaHabitat.org, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
I love it. And you guys are doing so much great work. 1,400 homes, which is phenomenal. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me. See y'all soon.
It's such a blast. We have Aubrey Greer with Feeding the Gulf Coast coming up next. But first, what's going on, Mark?
Gas prices have been pretty stable recently. Could go up a little this week. The story after Fox.